Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in? We had some issue with the phones. We're good to go now, Ramona? Okay. So you people, the lines are all jammed. You can get back in, and we'll take you in the order that we had you. 654-7627. Let me get to Tiger Greg in Snap Hook. You want to join the conversation? You are welcome to. Greg, how are you?
I'm doing good, Walt.
There we go.
First of all, I agree with you on the football thing. I'm tired of hearing about changes. Football is football, and if you know you want to play. If you don't, quit and don't run our game. I mean, that's what it's all about. It always has been and always needs to be. I don't want to watch any kind of messed up football. You know, it won't be football anymore. Secondly, I want your
opinion. There's only so much you can do. Yes. There is going to be a risk of injury from playing the game of football. So here's what it comes down to. We're trying everything we can. As science advances the helmet, maybe one day, 100 years from now, there will be some sort of concussion-proof helmet. But you're going to have to find a way to keep the brain from bouncing in the skull, which seems highly unlikely to me. So given that, I mean, we have the greatest technology on Earth. You know, there is the things that we can do from a technological standpoint are incredible. Guess what? We've not been able to solve the issue of head trauma from collisions, and we're not going to. So you've done all you can. This is it. We'll continue to advance that technology as it comes along. But now your choice is either play or don't play. This is going to be the game. We're not going to keep bowing to outside sources and changing the game until the point where, you know, again, earlier, was it Elliott who made the point that, you know, you could look back at old Super Bowls and you're going to see elements, you're going to say, what is that? Exactly. You're going to get this game to the point that you can't compare it to the past and evaluate how it looks because it's going to be so different. I mean, Robert's the first caller I've heard who wants to change the play at the offensive line. I mean,
No, you don't. Mm-mm. I guess. Hey, I got one quick question, and I know you'll tell me how stupid I am or whether I'm on track or whether you agree or not. I probably am the first person on the face of the earth that saw Zion Williamson play for the first time in the game the other night. That's the first time I've ever seen him play. I've watched some little videos of him dunking on, you know, YouTube, which I thought he was a little bit big and wasn't sure if he had a position.
Right.
But after watching him play, I'm not sure he might be the most dominant freshman player I've watched. I mean, and I've watched some good players. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, remember, at one time they didn't let freshmen play because if they did, right, the answer to the most dominant freshman player ever would have been Lou Alcindor, who was regularly kicking the crap out of the UCLA varsity when he was a freshman. They just didn't let him play. You know, he went on to be three-time National Player of the Year and lead him to three titles.
Well, what is your comparison between if LeBron James would have played college basketball his first year against, say, Zion Williamson now? Who do you think the better talent?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, you really have to go back and remember what LeBron James looked like at that point. And I'm trying to do that live as we speak. But to fairly evaluate your question, I would actually have to go back and watch it again. I'd have to go see where exactly he was at the same stage because, you know, we're answering now out of the benefit of history and LeBron James turning into one of the top 10 players of all time or something. You know, I obviously saw LeBron play in high school numerous times, but thinking about him, you know, what he looked like in his rookie year in the NBA, I'd almost need to go back and watch more film on it to try and evaluate it.
But I just think he was a little thin compared to Zion, maybe, and not quite as explosive. But
Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I mean, both of them were explosive. LeBron could certainly do some things from a distributor standpoint that that Zion, I don't want to say can't do, but it's still not his strength. I mean, he made a bounce pass off the dribble.
Oh, yeah.
In a recent game that was absolutely incredible for a guy who's, you know, 6'7" and 280 pounds.
So. A lot Karl Malone.
Right. You know, he's a, and there's no historical player comp for him. You know, people have suggested all sorts of names. I've been given Sean Kemp, Charles Barkley, Karl Malone, and the truth is he's not really any of those guys. I mean, he's I think out of all that group, the guy that he is most similar to is probably Barkley. But Barkley is really only 6'3", 6'4". And so, you know, Zion is several inches on him. Barkley was listed at 6'6". He was never close to 6'6". And Zion is a better perimeter shot, face-up shot than Charles did. But the reason he's similar to Charles is the pogo stick ability, the freak athlete, natural strength, where they can just hit the ground and bounce time and time again.
Right.
Other people are still glued to the floor. And that's where I think he's most similar. You know, body type wise, it's probably something closer to Malone, but the guy that I think he's most similar to is Barkley. But look, he's a special player. There's no question about it.
Yeah, I think he's got a bright future. Yep. Well, I appreciate it, Walt. I'll let you
Thank
get
you,
somebody
Greg.
Else.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. You know, we haven't even got to the bracket yet. It's unbelievable on Monday. We've just been so busy with this myriad of other things, but it's coming. Snap Hook and then Troy. Snap Hook, how are you?
I'm doing well, Dipsil. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
You know, if people think football is dangerous, they have never ridden in a car with Mrs. Snap Hook.
There you go.
That's taking your life into someone else's hands for sure. Walt, I wanted to give a plug. I've been using OptiNOS now. I'm almost done with my 1 month supply, and I can tell you this much: at 39 years old, I can work out like I was in my mid 20s again.
Good, that's tremendous.
Not near as much. Since February 1st, I started at 225. I'm down to 201 pounds as of March 25th.
How about that?
So it's a great product. The people there are super helpful, super knowledgeable.
They are.
Anytime that I use, you know, endorse something that the station promotes, I'll give them a plug. It's great stuff.
Yep.
No doubt.
Thank you, Snapple. We appreciate that.
No problem. Quick question about the Gronkowski retirement.
Yep.
I think anybody else that was, you know, followed the Patriots program pretty close kind of saw this coming. I mean, when's the last time you got three full effort downs out of Gronk in a game in two consecutive games? Well,
yeah, look,
I mean, it's been a while, right?
Here's the thing. He was terrible most of last season. And then he got a little bit of a break, and he had a little bit of a rejuvenation, and he came alive for the playoffs. But if you go back, if anybody bothers to go back and watch the film, like of that game at Denver that New England lost a few years back, and you compare it to now, it is night and day. He cannot move anymore. He moves like a three-legged pregnant water buffalo compared to the way he used to move. So it's been over for a while. I don't think this comes as a surprise to New England. Now, is it conceivable that he could still wind up playing? Absolutely. I mean, I don't believe anything anymore. I don't, you know, people say they're retired all the time, and then 2 minutes later they're unretired. You know, or out of retirement. So, you know, is it final? I don't know. You know, maybe it's that he doesn't want to participate in training camp. You know, maybe he'll wind up playing after all. So that's the first thing. I'm not 100% convinced that he's retired, but as a player, he has not been close to the Gronkowski that people talk about in a long period of time. Now, the one thing he's still been able to give you, he's been able to give you the dominant inline blocker.
Yes. That's something that I've said is, as far as an inline blocking, he's a stud. this past season he missed a few edges. I mean, as far as set the edge type tight end, I think that's just a combination of injury and effort. I guess my question to you would be, Walt, if he does retire, I mean, if he's done with the game, will his legacy, will he be remembered as one of the most dominant tight ends in the game? Or will he be remembered as kind of not living up to full potential? And I'll take it off the
Thank you, Sam.
Appreciate it, brother.
You know, I think there are already people talking about him as the greatest tight end ever. And I think, and look, is he the greatest tight end ever? No, not in my estimation. He's not. I mean, I think he has certain inherent advantages. One of them is Brady at quarterback. You know, which is a big help. I just don't think he's been healthy enough to be labeled the best tight end ever. And the problem is, you know, people want to evaluate the numbers. Like I heard somebody talking about Charlie Sanders the other night and saying, well, but Charlie Sanders only caught 40-some passes a year. Yeah, because the game was different. The game was different. That doesn't Charlie Sanders would have been catching 150 balls a year today. So you have to understand how the game changed. You can't just compare the numbers. And there have always been these guys who changed the way the game was played. John Mackey was the first of them. The guy the award is named for. He changed and revolutionized the tight end position. He was great in both roles as a receiver and a blocker. He was a dominant player. And then a million years later, Kellen Winslow changed it again. As we moved into a modern passing era, ushered in by Don Coryell and Dan Fouts, it was Kellen Winslow who revolutionized the game. It wasn't Tony Gonzalez. Tony Gonzalez was a Kellen Winslow copy. It was Kellen Winslow who was the next guy who revolutionized the game. And there have been others. I mean, the guy probably most similar to Gronkowski from history is probably Mark Bavaro of the Giants at a time that the Giants weren't throwing the ball a million times. Troy, how are you?
Hey, well, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, Troy, appreciate you getting in.
Hey, real quick, before I want to talk to you about the NFL rules, but Belichick and Brady are still going to be there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I think they'll survive.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You know, I'm a Dallas fan, but, you know, the Patriots are the Patriots. Yep. You got to tip your hat to them. They're great. As far as the NFL rules, personally, I blame the lawyers because anytime you look at something that just doesn't make sense and you scratch your head and wonder why is this, all you have to do is, you know, think, well, what angle are the lawyers working? And anytime you have an organization that has really deep pockets, then they have to be, you know, they're a target. They have a bullseye on them because lawyers want that money. So I think it's just a matter of the NFL trying to be proactive, you know, trying to, you know, build their case so that when, you know, at some point, there'll probably be some kind of class action or, you know, individual lawsuits or whatever, and they just want to – this just gives them one more thing to say, well, we also did this, and we did this, and we did this to try to, you know, minimize the danger, that sort of thing. So I think it's just the owners trying to protect themselves against, you know – I won't say frivolous lawsuits because if somebody's been, you know,
yeah.
injured or harmed, they deserve some compensation. But, you know, I'm sure the owners – just want to protect themselves so that they don't, you know, get lit up really bad.
Yeah, sure. Some of it, without question, some of it is a proactive attempt to head off further confrontations in legal arenas. There's no question about that. But at the same time, you can't just dismantle the game until it no longer resembles the game. And I think that's what they're on the verge of doing.
Well, you know, the thing is at the end of the day, it is a business. And they're businessmen, and they're looking at their bottom line. And if you are a successful organization, you have to look at your liability. And it certainly doesn't make football sense. Certainly not to me. I think the game is great, and all these new rules coming in, I think ruin a great game.
Well, they have to be careful, Troy, not to alienate their base to protect themselves.
I agree with you.
You know. I think that's a concern.
I agree with you, and I think that's the tightrope they're walking is, We want our product to still be marketable. We want our game to still be the best game there is. But at the same time, we want to be able to, and, you know, it's going to be a very rare occurrence. You know, I know people don't like it, but it, in the grand scheme of things, it's going to be minor. If you said it'll only happen one time a game, but it just gives them, I think it just gives them one more little card to play, you know, when they eventually end up in court. That's just my opinion. I think it's all the lawyer's fault, like everything else.
Thank you, Troy. Good job as always.
All right. You take care, Walt.
Thanks, Troy. Let me tell you about Carson's Steakhouse. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion. If you just want an incredible dinner, hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, grilled teriyaki salmon, fresh strawberry shortcake, double-fried chicken wings, open every day. Happy hour Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, the filet mignon, or the smoked ribs. Carson's is also accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. They handle the rest. View their full menu online, carsonsteakwarehouse.net, carsonsteakwarehouse.net, 226-9400, 226-9400. By the way, Snapbook talking about Optimus before, don't forget that. I mean, that's unsolicited testimony of a guy who's using the product. And he's telling you what it's done for him. I'm telling you, there's nothing like it on the market. Quick break, Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
Hi, friends. This is Don Munson for Engineered Sleep, 627 Congrey Road in Greenville. I'm almost embarrassed to tell you, for over 30 years, my wife and I slept on the same mattress. Well, thank heaven for Engineered Sleep. We went to their showroom and had a custom mattress built to our specs for half the cost. Our sleep has never been so good. So if you want the best night's sleep possible, go see the fine folks at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congrey Road in Greenville, or check out their website, engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
The Blue Heron in Clemson has weeknight specials for everyone. Monday night, enjoy a three-course gourmet meal for only $30. Tuesday is sushi night. Buy one, get one half price. Join them on Wino Wednesday for $10 select bottles. Thursday night, enjoy a burger and a beer for $10 at the downstairs bar. The Blue Heron, locally owned and operated. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
Who's ready to travel? Spring means warmer weather, and warm weather means travel time. Why not travel on a set of Yokohama radial tires from Steve's Tire and Service in Easley? Steve's Tire and Service is going to be offering up to $100 mail-in rebate on Yokohama radial tires April 1st through 30th. The Avid family and the Geolander family are among this rebate, so get on over to Steve's Tire in Easley today. Call them at 859-1361 or check them out online, stscnow.com.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Trane Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying Trane system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new Trane system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Trane, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
You're catering a wedding, and the bride says,
"Everyone is raving about the hors d'oeuvres. My aunt was asking if you do corporate events."
Now is the time when the right business card is essential, and Vistaprint can help. Head to Vistaprint.com, and you can customize 500 cards starting at just $9.99. You choose the paper, the shape, and the finish. Whatever your style, create a card that gives you the confidence to own the now. So head to Vistaprint.com and get 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Use promo code 6161 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6161.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Lawrence takes a shotgun snap, back to throw. Steps up, throws it down the middle, has Ross open. He catches it at the 25, going to race into the end zone, touchdown.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Guy, a texter, Hollywood, say he thought that when Gronkowski was healthy, he was the greatest receiving tight end of all time. I don't think so. I wouldn't put him in that category. I would put John Mackey above him. It's just the game was played differently. I would put Kellen Winslow above him. I would put Tony Gonzalez above him. I might even put Travis Kelce above him as a receiving tight end. There are others, too. I mean, I'm just giving you some of them. I think Gronkowski's greatest strength was his ability as an inline blocker. If you're making a case for Gronkowski from a historical standpoint, somebody asked me, is he a Hall of Famer? Yes. I think if you're making a case for Gronkowski from a historical standpoint versus the other tight ends, you're trying to make a case as a total tight end, because I think his greatest strength ultimately might have been his ability as an inline blocker. Where, again, I think historically the guy he's probably similar to is Bavaro or somebody of that sort. But as a pure pass catcher, I think he was good. And look, when he was in his prime, see, the problem is when you say when he was healthy and everything, but you'd have to go back like 3 or 4 years to find that. That hasn't been anything recent. You know, the people who think, and I heard some of it on national radio last night, the people who think that New England's just going to fall apart now because they haven't had him a lot the last 3 years. They played a lot of football without him. I mean, that's just the way it is. And they've kept rolling. And you can't turn back time. You can't bring back the Gronkowski from 4 years ago. That guy was dead and buried, because for most of last year, he was bad. So I don't think it's going to be this major loss for New England, because I'm not sure the guy's physically capable of playing another season. And if he is, it'll be after he sits out training camp and everything. So and obviously the Pages have to address their tight end situation, which is maybe the worst in the league right now. I mean, they recently let Dwayne Allen go. He was more of a secondary and inline blocker. That was more of his role. But they're going to have to address that. Look, here's the thing. We've seen this a million times before, so it's nothing new. But the Patriots have no receivers. I mean, they have Edelman, and they re-signed Philip Dorsett, and that's pretty much it. They've not re-upped any of those other guys yet, like the Chris Hogans. I don't know what their plan is. Now, they have those compensatory picks in the third round, and maybe they're planning on addressing some of it then. I see people putting three tight ends in the first round of the NFL draft. That'll be novel if it happens. It's not a priority position historically or from a monetary standpoint. But I've seen people put Irv Smith in the first round of the NFL draft. I would be somewhat stunned if Irv Smith is drafted in the first round of the NFL draft. I'm not even 100% sure about Noah Fant. But it may be that one of those guys drops the Pages. The problem is the Pages, the guy that fits what the Patriots want to do is T.J. Hockenson. He's the guy that fits what they want to do, but he's going to go before they select. And that's the dilemma there. So are they going to address the tight end position in the receiver position in the draft? Yeah, I think they unquestionably have to. They also have other needs they have to address in the draft. But I think they will. I'm not sure there are any more legitimate free agent answers in either category. So I think that the draft will be an area where they have to address it. And I personally think that this tight end class has evolved into one of the better tight end classes I've seen. And there's almost something for everybody. There's a Caleb Wilson from UCLA, who's an athletic, really gifted pass-catching tight end. There's Foster Moreau from LSU, who may be a little bit Gronkowski-like in the things that he can do. There are small school tight ends that can play. The Waring kid, for example, can play. So there are a lot of options. There's Irv Smith is another sort of detached type pass catching tight end who does an adequate job as a blocker. I would not be surprised to see New England draft two tight ends in this upcoming draft, as they did the year they drafted Gronkowski, when they also drafted Aaron Hernandez. And we know how that turned out. Looper, what's going on?
Yeah, you're talking about the NFL, but it's unbelievable. I mean, I grew up mid-60s watching it. I'm about around 65, you know. Around here, we only mainly got, you know, West Coast feeds. Afternoon was good because we got to see the old AFL. Old Daryl and Monica and the Mad Burner and Lenny Dawson. We got to see football played as football. Now when the salary cap came in, that turned me away from them. And this stuff about onside kicks, well, they've done drawn nails in my coffin. I don't even watch it. I probably saw one Super Bowl in 30 years. But it's about the basketball. We getting on that rat face up there, old Krzyzewski.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Did you say you haven't watched a Super Bowl in 30 years?
Probably maybe one all the way through.
How about that?
I don't watch games, you know. I mean, like you said now, football is dangerous. That's a fact. But you're talking about John Mackey, you know. He's pretty best tight end I ever seen. Because back in them days, you had to fight to get off the line, friend. You know, you didn't just tiptoe off there. Nobody can't touch you. You know, just tiptoe with me. So we don't want that, you know.
Of all the things I expected to hear on today's show, that would not be one of them.
What now?
I said, of all the things I expected to hear on today's show, that would not have been one of them.
Well, that's old Tiny Tim. Yeah. That's old one. Yeah.
Tiny Tim.
But it's, you know, you're talking about accessible risk. Yeah. Now, let's say a fireman. He's in a bad situation. You know, it's burning. People are jumping. And then he looks and says, well, under my contract, this is a, it's not, you know, I need to get an up in my raise, you know, see if I can make some more money before I go in there in that building, you know, I have to sit out here. And that's pretty much what you do in the football.
Yep.
Like you say, everything has a risk. I don't care what you do. Yep. It's unbelievable. But my bracket, I didn't get in here because I was kind of tied up. I got Michigan State getting rid of Krzyzewski. I got Gonzaga, Michigan State. I had Iowa State, but they blew the wheels off that region, so I done blew that nut.
Yep.
I had them making the Final Four, and I had UNC Irvine making it, and they look like the Lumberjacks out there. I mean, Oregon people took me down, so
You had Cal Irvine making the Final Four?
Oh, yeah, up there in that region. I don't care about Bentley. Bentley, I think them loggers out there might get him down. You know, I got beat by Mark. Who was that last year? Maryland Eastern Shore, some junior college.
Yeah.
By 20-something points, you know. I had Irvine coming out there, but they went down.
University of Maryland, Baltimore County.
I still got Gonzaga. Yeah, I had Gonzaga winning it all, but they – if they don't win it this year, I'll take it again. And let's get on that rat face, man, out there at Duke. Now, I know we don't want to hear him use this comment. This is a Dabo Patton comment. We're built for this. You know, that's from an honest man. Now, here's a crooked man saying we're built for this. Yeah, you built with it with dollar signs and the houses. And what's his name? Dad shopped him around. Who had the highest bidder?
Yeah.
You know, and another fool up there, that lawyer. He's incompetent. The government already had him. You know, the government moves slow. They might, you know, people make fun of the government, but when it comes to investigating something, my uncle was an FBI agent, it might take 8 years. You know, they could have been looking at this 5-6 years ago. Just eating away, you know, and then he gets on there and makes another Stu Romart, you know, little comment, that lawyer, you know, and they had to bleep it out.
Yeah.
You know, they probably had him wired. They already had him wiretapped. They just shut him down. And that's pretty much this. This is a whole scandal in that basketball. And Krzyzewski, Terry Perio, I wouldn't know where y'all be, because if y'all had to do like Brian L. and actually get players and develop them, y'all wouldn't do nothing. I'll take it off there.
Thank you, Looper. Dexter 350 says, please translate. Well, I think Looper needs to update his Looperpedia. My gosh. I thought that was one of Looper's funniest calls ever.
I was sitting here thinking, though, that I was actually not having trouble understanding him.
Yeah, so now you're gone.
So I must have the Looper in my head now.
I think the one disconcerting element of that call was when Looper admitted that his uncle was an FBI agent.
Yeah.
Uncle Looper, FBI agent. Now you don't want to know why we're in trouble.
That could take 8 years.
Hey, listen to this. I'm watching, I want to get to the tournament, but I'm watching a special the other day on Mean Joe Green. Right.
Huh.
And yeah, curious, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's funny is I was watching two specials at the same time. One I was watching on the internet on Joe Green, and the other was on like NFL Network on Lynn Swann and John Stallworth and the relationship between those two players.
Okay.
And so it was like all Pittsburgh Steelers stuff. It wasn't intentional. Both were accidental. But I wound up watching them at the same time. I'm watching both those things at the same time. And there were things that I didn't know. Like there were times that Swann and Stallworth were sort of at each other, that they weren't always best friends, that they were in competition for every ball that was thrown. So I guess to an extent, receivers were already being receivers back then. Dexter says one Super Bowl, was he in prison for the other 29? I don't know. You know, but the Joe Green special, I thought it was fascinating. And Green is arguably the greatest defensive tackle ever lived. And it was funny because he used to get beat up in high school. And then one day he got picked on because he was, you know, this big guy, and he allowed himself to get picked on, and he got picked on by this one guy in particular. And I forget what this dude's name was, like Snacky or something, or Snarky, or he had some like nickname or something. And one day he came after again his money. He wanted his $5 that his mother had given him for lunch.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the day that Joe basically became Mean Joe.
Uh-huh.
And beat the crap out of him. And then he acknowledged, Joe Green did, that from that point on, he beat up a lot of people because he sort of had a list.
He had a list of people that were picking on him?
He had a list of people that were picking on him. And he basically decided at that point he was all in on beating people up.
Oh, that's pretty
funny. And he wound up going to North Texas, where, again, he just manhandled people. And when the Steelers made him their first draft pick, the Steelers were a terrible organization. And the thought process amongst some of the Steeler players was, oh, here we go again. And, you know, we made another stupid pick. No one even knew who Joe Green out of North Texas was. And then he showed up at practice the first day. And I forget which Steeler historical Steeler offensive lineman it was who said, you know, basically I'm going to put him in his place right now. We're going to, and Green, yeah. And apparently Green just picked him up and threw him like he was like nothing.
Like a rag doll.
And then they realized that things were about to change in Pittsburgh. And it was really Joe Green, all those great Steeler players, they all credit Joe Green as being the greatest Steeler. The only one who did it with a little bit of reservation is Lynn Swann. But the funniest thing is this. You want to know how times have changed and how the draft has changed? Texas says, Mean Joe Green going to answer Ramona's call now? Maybe. Yeah, we're saying good things about him. You know, but if you want an idea of how things have changed and how the draft has changed, look at this. The commissioner of the NFL in 1969 when Joe Green was drafted was Pete Rozelle. I watched the video of this in this special. Rozelle walked to the podium smoking a cigarette.
Oh, yeah, things have changed.
He walked to the podium smoking a cigarette, and he stopped smoking it just long enough to announce that Joe Green was selected by the Pittsburgh Steelers, and then went right back to smoking. You know, and it was in this little room. It wasn't, you know, the smoke-filled room.
Yeah,
it wasn't this production is no, now. It wasn't anything like that. But I laughed out loud when I saw Rozelle with a cigarette in his mouth at the podium.
That's pretty funny.
That's how the game is changed. It's like that old image of Len Dawson, during a game or halftime or whatever, where he's sitting there on the bench and he's smoking a cigarette, the former quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs.
That just sounds so nuts.
Yeah, so apparently not only did the NFL not know about head trauma, they didn't know the damages, possible concerns about cancer-causing carcinogens. Actually, that's a redundancy. You want to get in, 654-7627. We'll turn our attention to the NCAA tournament when we get back. Walt up to the road rage.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on 105.5 The Roar.
Clemson baseball will take over the Queen City on Tuesday as they travel up I-85 to take on the Charlotte 49ers at BB&T Ballpark. First pitch is set for 7 p.m. with the pregame show beginning at 6:30 right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every minute of Clemson baseball as the road to Omaha continues right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck Gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
Has your extra bedroom turned into a junk room? Is your garage packed and clettered? Specializing in junk removal and cleanouts, Absolute Waste Management is there to help. They handle the tough stuff like lifting, loading, and dumping. All you have to do is make the call. They do the rest. Call or text 864-266-7131 for a free estimate today. Make the call, schedule an appointment, and say bye to the junk. It's that easy. 864-266-7131.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
The Gold's Gym Spring Sale is going on now. Join Gold's Gym now through Sunday for only $10 and pay no dues until April 10th. Get started today for only $10 and we'll pay your dues until April 10th. With group exercise and boot camp classes, personal training and more, Gold's Gym has everything you need to get healthier this spring. Visit goldsgym.com/10 to learn more. Valid with select new memberships at participating locations only. Minimum commitment may be required. Some restrictions may apply. Offer ends this Sunday, March 31st.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains,
The perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
What if you could have a jersey that stands the test of time? A jersey that looks the same as the day you got it? First Team Sports has the answer. Imagine a custom sublimated jersey for just $25.99. Stain resistant, peel resistant, no cracking, will not unstitch. It's the 10-day Tech Tee program. Order from First Team Sports and mention 105.5 The Roar, and you'll get your custom sublimated jersey for $25.99. First Team Sports, 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville.
When Doug and Denise Zirbel opened Your Pie in Clemson, they soon realized what a great opportunity they had to give back to the community they love. They started sponsoring benefits and fundraisers to help local food banks and charities. In doing so, Your Pie franchise recognized Your Pie Clemson with the 2018 Community Engagement Award for the highest financial and personal involvement in their community. It's nice to know when you visit Your Pie, you're helping your neighbors. Your Pie Clemson, helping your community one pie at a time.
Ready for low prices today and every game day? Time for a Target run. Find everything you need for a great game day gathering. Bring home tasty Archer Farms frozen pizzas and soda. And for an extra easy post-game cleanup, grab some up-and-up paper towels, plates, and solo cups, all priced right daily with low prices today and every day. Get in, out, and on your way to tip-off. Target run and done.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Dixon up the middle, crosses the 50, picks up a couple of blocks, comes right side, gets in the numbers, crosses the 35, 30. He's at the 20, he's at the 15, he's at the 10, he's at the 5, touchdown.
We are WCCP, 105.5, The Roar.
Time. It's easy to make your backyard come alive with Aqua Pool Care. New custom home pools, new vinyl pools. They can rejuvenate your existing pool, an automatic pool cover, outdoor LED lighting, pergola accents over your custom built kitchen and lounging areas, custom water features limited only by your imagination. 3D program so you can see your ideas come to life before construction begins. Richard Bishop is the king of pools. He's the man. Richard is one of the premier pool builders in the upstate. Richard Bishop has his own, loves what he does. Repairs, maintenance, Aqua Pool Care does it all. Total one-stop shop and financing's available. If you're even thinking about a pool, do yourself an enormous favor. Call my friends at Aqua Pool Care, 508-1885, 508-1885, 508-1885. Tell them I sent, it's the way this deal works, or online at aquapoolcarellc.com, aquapoolcarellc.com. All right, back to the phones. There are some funny texts coming in. Dave in Simpsonville. Dave, how are you?
Doing great, Walt. Hope you guys had a good weekend.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
Listen, my comments are no indictment on any basketball program. It is simply for informational purposes. So don't backlash at me. Greg Marshall brought his Wichita State guys in and basically took care of business yesterday. We understand that. While he was at Winthrop for 9 years. Prior to that, he coached with John Creasy down at College of Charleston.
Yep.
At no time during his career, it neither South Carolina or Clemson even talked to him about becoming their coach. It was almost like a conspiracy because they would never play him, and they never mentioned when they, and during his tenure, at Winthrop, we both sides went through several coaches. Walt, in your opinion, what was it that kept these guys from looking at it?
Well, there was always this innuendo about Greg Marshall. No, I never heard a single concrete thing from anyone. I heard these stories. I heard people tell me, you know, this stuff like, well, you know, this stuff with Greg Marshall. But there was never anything concrete I ever heard from anybody. All I heard was this idle knitting circle type nonsense, this idle speculation that I think was largely unfounded. I don't think that, because again, no one ever proved anything. I never heard anything concrete, but I think that's the reason.
And now, these guys, you know, the athletic directors back in those days, they're going to do their search committee. Don't you think that they would have gone deeper down to see? Because in my opinion, Greg Marshall was Dabo Swinney to basketball before Dabo Swinney got to Clemson. And so, you know, I just think that had Greg Marshall been able to go to one of these state schools on a bigger scale, then he would have, I mean, he could have put either one of them on the map more so than they are now. Could you agree with that?
You know, honestly, David, I don't know. Because, you know, you've got to support the program. You've got to have the facilities. You know, Clemson has always been a football school. Even when they weren't successful, they were still a football school. You know, even when Tommy West was here, Clemson was still a football school. But, you know, it was a football school in hibernation waiting for the right guy to bring the masses out. But I'm just not sure that there's that same level of continuous support for the basketball program. And some might argue, well, you know, the success sort of reinstilled the spirit in the football program. Maybe to a degree. But, you know, again, heading into that game yesterday, you're 45-23 the last 2 years. Or heading into the game against Wichita State the other day, you're 45-23. The last 2 years,
right.
And from a Clemson standpoint, it's hard to get better than that, especially when, you know, there are all these investigations about all these top schools and you're not paying players. So I don't know how you do that much better than that.
Well, and again, no indictment. I think that what surprised me more than anything was that we were an 8-point favorite going into the game.
Yeah.
And you shoot 15 of 53, and for whatever reason, in your own gym, you can't buy a basket. So, you know, I hate that, because that's what's going to be put on Brad's, you know, you want to call it his tombstone, let's call it his tombstone. But these guys did not show up to play for him yesterday. And, you know, now, if we're out at Wichita State, we went 15-53, then, yeah, I can get that. Or going up to Indiana, yeah, I can fathom that. But in your own gym, you should be able to at least, you know, even though you lost by, what, 4 to 6 points, you should be able to get 15 buckets.
What was the attendance in that game? Did you see the attendance in that game?
I did not, but I was in Boston for the baseball series.
You know, And here's the thing. I think when you know, when there's no energy and there's no enthusiasm and you're in a tournament that you didn't want to be in to begin with.
Yeah.
It's a tough deal.
Well,
you know,
that was just like the Oakland game, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
You break out to a monster lead and get outscored 54-20 in the second half. And, you know, because the heart was taken from them when they didn't go to the NCAA.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like I said to the other day, why not Clemson? You've got an opportunity to make a statement, even if it's the NIT. You're the 69th best team in the country, if you want to look at it that way. But you win hardware, which is so hard to come by for men's basketball, that you can do something to help maybe – put a footprint on this or a stamp on this program. So, but anyway, thanks for letting me call, Walt.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate the call. Yeah, and again, I mean, listen, I think Greg Marshall's a really good basketball coach, always have. I advised both schools to look at him back then. But I also think both schools have good basketball coaches in Brad Brownell and Frank Martin. I think you need to stick with the status quo and continue to evolve your program. And I think that that's what both schools will do. Was that ending disappointing? Yeah, I think the whole scenario was disappointing for everybody. And, you know, you did have seniors, and sometimes basketball just goes that way. You know, also, as far as the runs are concerned, basketball is a game of runs. I mean, you just see it all the time. Tennessee had a 25-point lead on Iowa and blew the whole lead. Texter 505 said, there you go with excuses. There are no excuses. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't need excuses. What are you talking about? Why would I need excuses for a team that went 45-23 the last 2 years? I don't need excuses. Why would I need an excuse for that? It's excellent. Why would I need an excuse? So you have it wrong. You have it wrong. The premise of your text is fatally flawed. As fatally flawed as can be. You're Clemson basketball. You went 45-23 the last 2 years. Sixth best mark in the ACC, the best league in the country over that time period. Why would I need excuses for that? I don't need excuses for that. You need to put that up on billboards. Quite the contrary. So, no, these are just facts. Facts. Again, Texture 710, it's as stupid a comment. You're like an outsider, and that's as stupid a comment as you can possibly make. Marona, listen to this. I've been doing this a long time. This may be the dumbest text in show history. This guy actually said this, Ramona. The only reason you love Brownell so much is because he'll come on your show.
Oh, really? That's what that said. Oh,
honestly, you had the IQ of a gerbil. You couldn't make a gerbil's wheel spin. You don't understand anything about me or the nature of the show. Quite honestly, I've actually told Brad Brownell on air, if I didn't believe in you, I wouldn't be saying nice things about you. And I've said plenty of things about people. I don't care whether people come on the show or not. You have it totally back-ass words. It's irrelevant to me. You know what? Here's another thing I don't do. When people don't come on the show, I don't say bad things about them because they don't come on the show. That's not the way it works. Not the way it works. I am who I am. I let other people be who they are. I don't care what somebody else does. Brad Brownell coming on the show has nothing to do with me saying good or bad things about him. Nothing. If I thought he sucked, I would tell you he sucked whether he came on the show or not. So, I'm sorry. That's the dumbest text anyone has ever sent me. Who do you think you're listening to? Try that somewhere else. Try that somewhere else. Clemson basketball went 45-23 the last 2 years. And that's the sixth best mark in the ACC. Right behind Virginia Tech. Hard to be better than that, especially when you aren't paying your players hundreds of thousands of dollars. Ramona's still laughing at that last tweet.
It's crazy.
It's as absurd a thing as anyone could possibly say.
That's just silly.
And anyone who listens to the show knows how ridiculous that is.
Oh, yeah.
You want to get in, 654-7627. Let me get Justin in here. We'll get to the NCAA tournament when we get back. Justin, what's going on?
Oh, you there?
Yeah. How you doing, Justin?
Good, man. How are you today?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, I just want to let you know, I went to the game yesterday, and you were talking about how was the attendance. I was actually surprised. I thought it was going to be dead. Clemson support was there yesterday. Honestly, I mean, for what I expected to be there and what showed up, I was very pleased with the fans that showed up yesterday. I mean, it was a great atmosphere. We couldn't score. I mean, bottom line, everything we threw up, I mean, it didn't go in.
That'll happen.
But I'm just saying, you were saying, you know.
Well, what do you think the actual number was? Have you seen a number? I haven't seen a number.
It was packed. I'll tell you that. Compared to a regular season game, it was packed. There was a ton of people down there. You know, we went and ate lunch at the ESO. The ESO was alive. You know, it was a great atmosphere yesterday. I mean, if you're a Clemson player or a Clemson coach, you couldn't complain about the lack of fan support yesterday. I mean, there are times when Clemson basketball doesn't have the best support, but yesterday was not one of those days. Hmm. Yesterday was a good packed house.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's good.
I'm just letting you know. I mean, and as far as what we're talking about is, you know, you're giving the record over the 2 years. I mean,
I watched it on TV. I watched it on TV, and it didn't look that way to me. I'm not saying you're wrong. You were there.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you right now, the game was packed. It was a great crowd. The crowd was into it.
Good.
You know, and part of it was the referees as well. There were some atrocious calls, especially on Thomas. I mean, Elijah was giving some bad calls. The Blue Birds were out.
That's happened all year. I mean, that's happened his whole career.
And I know that. They follow him around, and they know how he plays. But you know, there were some bad calls yesterday. But I mean, what you were talking about, you know, the record of the last 2 years. I don't think that's what people are complaining about. I think they're complaining about, you know, they want some consistency.
Well, I mean,
you know, Florida State has consistency.
Yeah, here's the thing. They tried firing him for years. Justin, they wanted to fire him for years. Justin, I got to go. I'm at the top of the hour. I'll answer it on the other side. Well, tip to a road rage.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs.